I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A. And we are very happy to welcome back to our studios local band Low, who are headlining. They are playing second tonight at Clyde Ironworks for the Homegrown Music Festival. Last time you guys were here, I think it was a couple years ago, you were celebrating your 20th anniversary. So it's been a little while, so we have some catching up to do. You've released a new album since then called Ones and Sixes. So, hi, welcome.
Hey.
Hello, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for coming.
You're welcome.
So tonight's lineup, Teague, Alexi, and Friends at 7, you guys at 8, and then Red Mountain at 9 down there at Clyde Ironworks, right?
Yes, and a bunch of bands playing in the mezzanine as well, kind of before and during and stuff. So
that's right. Yep, there's a lot going on down there before everybody heads farther west for West Side Wednesday, which is what they're calling this night of Homegrown. Well, let's get started with the tune. What do you guys want to play first?
Well, we're going to play Congregation from Ones and Sixes. We actually don't play this live hardly ever, so thought we'd give it a try, a little different rendition here. Thank you.
That's Low, live from Studio A with Congregation from their new album, Ones and Sixes. And that album came out back in September. And from the very first track on there, you could tell there was something a little bit different about this one, a little bit more electronic is kind of what people were commenting on. And it's not never surprising for you guys to evolve because that's part of what you've done as a band. How did this particular direction come about?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, like you said, we've kind of always dabbled a little bit in things here and there to one extreme or another. And from time to time, we'll mess a little bit with sort of different drum sounds and synthesizers and whatnot. But actually, a lot of it had to do with the opportunity to work with BJ Burton, who's the engineer and producer on the record. And that's kind of his expertise. And it was sort of where our heads were at the time. And sort of meeting up and getting to know him and sort of seeing that collaboration inevitably come together was pretty fun. So
and you met him when you were working on the Trampled by Turtles album, I think I read?
Yeah, well, he had contacted us and invited us out to the studio in Eau Claire where he works, just to kind of check it out. And in the business, that's sort of code for, hey, I'd really like to work with you. You know, it's kind of how we worked with Jeff Tweedy on the last record and et cetera. So yeah, it was cool. And I think about a month or two later, the Turtles project came up and he ended up being the engineer on that. So we worked together. And yeah, definitely by the time we were done working on the Turtles record, we were on the same page for sure.
So what are the things that he brought to this album?
Well, the sonic extremes. This is a guy, I mean, not only does he work with Justin Vernon, but he does a lot of hip hop. And, you know, I think it's safe to say, you know, a lot of hip hop is kind of the front edge of recording technology right now and sort of what's possible with that format. And I don't know, it's interesting to work with someone who's pushing that envelope. We've always sort of been attracted to people like that, whether it's Steve Albini or Dave Fridman, just the different people we've worked with over the years. We kind of like to see where the front edge of things are, and you know, depending on who you work with, that's a different experience.
And does it shape how you're writing the songs when you're working with somebody who's bringing some new ideas? Does it change how you think about a song that you might have already, you know, worked out? And
well, you know, it depends on when that factor has been brought in. I remember we had written a few songs and we're playing these tunes out and definitely had this feeling like, okay, these songs are a little more dissonant and more extreme. They seem to need something that's going to be pushing the envelope in this certain direction. And I think, I guess, as serendipitous as it sounds, you know, we just happened to run across the right person at the time that we were kind of thinking that. So, and then, yeah, I mean, as you're finishing those last few songs, you have usually between the songs you already have and then who you are going to produce, who you're going to work with and where you're going to do it can be a pretty big inspiration on kind of finishing the concept or finishing the idea. And you need that sometimes, you know. I mean, those first few ideas come from nothing, you know, and you feed off of those because they're sort of the first light and the first soul of where you're going. And sometimes if you can use those first ideas to kind of point the direction and inspire you to follow through with what you're trying to create. And so, yeah, I mean, anything that'll get you excited about finishing what you're trying to work on is helpful.
Yeah. And this album, it's been out for a while, and you guys have been touring for a while, and you've expanded to some new places. I know it's been a while since you went to China, but I saw that and was so excited. Mimi, you want to say anything about that trip?
Yeah, well, last summer we got to go to, we had four shows in China, which was, you know, crazy. And we actually got to bring the kids.
Wow.
I know. So, you know, it was really great, kind of culture shock. But the food was great. The weather was beautiful. We happened to be there in a time where there was no smog. So it was, you know, it's amazing. China's actually a really clean country. The cities are really clean. And, yeah, it was a great experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the people are really nice. And, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know, you run into that anywhere you travel. I mean, no matter how different things are, I mean, we're all human beings. And you get up, you know, wondering what you're going
to
eat.
We can be nice to each other.
Yeah,
we can be nice to
each other. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I know that sounds sort of obvious, but when you experience it, it's sort of never... That always surprises you. It's always a good experience to have.
Mm-hmm. And then Mexico City, was that the first time you'd play there? I can't remember.
Yeah, yeah. When was it? A couple months ago. That was beautiful too. Mexico City is crazy. One of the largest cities in the world. I guess so is Beijing, isn't it? Yeah, I don't know. You know, it was really great. We got to walk around. They had this kind of organic street market going on, which was right by our hotel, you know.
Yeah,
which is
very progressive, very...
Well, they're trying. They're trying down there. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, against heavier odds than we have, for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you're about to head out again to Europe, and I've seen a lot of people on Facebook saying... Oh, come on. Can't you play with PJ Harvey here? You're about to do some shows with PJ Harvey, I think, in Turkey.
Yeah, Turkey and Berlin. Well, mm-hmm. we had this tour already planned kind of in the middle, so it just kind of worked that those are the only two shows we could do, but we're pretty excited to play with her.
I bet, yeah. Yeah, I think everybody's happy for you, but just a little bit like, oh. We wish we could see it. You know, they'll just have to buy a plane ticket is what they're going to have to do.
We're going far, so they might have to.
Well, I also want to talk about Homegrown, because you guys are playing the Homegrown Music Festival. Oh, you know, actually, I want to ask you something else, because you're Minnesotans, and you are of a certain generation, as I am, that grew up with Prince. And I'm just curious if you guys had any particular reaction to that, or if his music had any particular connection with you. And, you know, he was a guitarist. So, Alan, I was wondering about, you know, if you had any.
Well, of course, you know, Prince was a very huge factor, I think, in all of our lives. Steve, for sure, I know, bought his records, even, you know, to this day. Growing up in Northwest Minnesota, pretty rural and detached from the world. When Purple Rain, well, I guess with 1999 and then Purple Rain, just sort of this idea that someone from Minnesota, you know, it still seems so far away, Minneapolis, you know, but it was sort of close, it seemed a little bit closer than the rest of the world to see that there was someone from there doing something so intense and I guess controversial even at the time. I mean, that was, Prince was the edge.
He even had an album called Controversy. You know? He even had an album called Controversy. So
yeah, well,
definitely,
sure, but,
definitely fits.
Well, I mean, every generation has that pop idol who, you know, there's a handful of pop idols who are sort of always pushing that edge. There's a combination of just amazing talent and also pushing kind of the social edge, whether it was Madonna or Public Enemy, NWA. I mean, even some of the appeal of Michael Jackson initially was there's this front edge of slightly controversial, and you know, and Prince took that to a pretty amazing level and then maintained it.
Yeah, he did, absolutely. And I think you tweeted that you were working with a high school guitar class and learning Purple Rain at the time.
Yeah, so down at Harbor City, mm-hmm. Darren Bergson teaches a guitar class kind of later in the semester, and the news had just come out when I went down the hill, and I don't know. It was just, it's a beautiful song to strum through. You just put the capo on the first fret and work it out. It's
nice.
A beautiful song.
And how's it been working with high school kids on that, on music?
It's been cool, yeah. I don't know, anytime you engage that many parts of your brain and sort of see how they can learn to work together is a positive.
All right. Well, let's hear another tune, and then we'll come back and chat a little bit more. What do you want to play?
All right, we'll do Breaker. This is kind of an older tune.
That's Low with Breaker, live from Studio A. Well, you've been out a little bit at Homegrown. Alan, I've seen you out and about. You were playing with robots one time that I saw you. you took the stage with Robot Rickshaw the other night. How did that come about?
Well, we've been getting together every once in a while the last few months trying to figure out how to get the robots to read what someone's playing.
And that's Troy Rogers that you're working with.
Yeah, Troy Rogers has been working on this for years.
The mastermind.
And he does stuff where he programs a computer, then the program tells the robots what to do. But right now he's trying to figure out how to get the robots to sense what someone's playing and then improvise or basically create then accompaniment to what you're playing. And it's more than just trying to match the rhythm, you know, or, you know, try to get them to play in time to what you're trying to do. It's proving a little more complicated and elusive than it would seem at first. But it's a fun experiment, and I really love what he does and what he's trying to, just the different questions he's trying to ask of creativity and technology.
I'll have to see if he and his robots can come in the studio sometime.
Oh, that would be awesome. Yeah.
Next Homegrown. I've got it on my list now.
there's something about hearing a machine playing something that's real and like that actually makes a sound instead of the machine just making a digital sound and then kicking it out as information. It's there's something slightly different, and It's really interesting, worth watching.
Yeah, and it is fascinating stuff. And yes, the robots actually are creating music at some point, so it is really interesting how that works. And then another thing that's happened recently, I kind of feel like I'm just kind of catching up with everything that's been going on. Your friend Galen from Murder of Crows had a wonderful experience. She won the Tiny Desk Concerts, and you were out there performing. You did a few songs with her at her performance. That must have been really, really exciting to see her. It was exciting for everybody in Duluth, I think.
Yeah, it was really, I think, a proud moment for everybody that knows her, and especially people who've heard her music, and yeah, she did a great job, charmed everyone in the NPR office. I think there must be four or five floors there, and. It's a really great break for her, and she's been able to do some shows. She just got back from Chicago and New York doing kind of shows that have kind of spun off of this little recognition she's gotten through NPR. But yeah, check it out. It's NPR's Tiny Desk series, and it's Galen Lee. And she and I are playing Friday, I think, for Homegrown.
Yeah, I'll double check that. I'll double check that. I should have.
I think it's Friday.
All right. Mimi knows. but very exciting for her. And it was funny because she was in our studios the day before she found out. So,
oh, that's great.
So the very next day she got the word. And so now we got to have her back in to find out about that experience. Friday at 6 p.m. at Beener Central.
All right.
Make
good.
A note. well, we have time for one more. What do you guys want to wrap up with here?
So we're going to do a song called Into You, and this is also off of Ones and Sixes.
Thank you. That's Low, live from Studio A, and another tune from their most recent release, Ones and Sixes. And as you've been touring, and did you have to change much to do these songs? Mimi's here today without a drum kit, and Steve's doing the, you know, some of the beats over there.
Well, we're still playing the regular way live. Usually, I usually play drums to that song live, but you know, for the radio station, we just decided to mix it up a little bit. And
nice.
Yeah. And we're kind of always dabbling a little bit in that, trying to stay flexible. But yeah, traditionally it's still based on drums, bass, guitar, mm-hmm. and singing, a little bit of keyboards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's nice to have those other colors in your palette.
Yeah, it's
you know?
Fun actually to experiment a little bit.
Yeah, it's a good way to push yourself, get a little bit outside your box. You'll always learn something.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, guys. Looking forward to that show tonight at Clyde Ironworks. It is Teagle Exe. We have bands upstairs at Clyde, and then Teagle Exe takes the stage downstairs at 7 o'clock. Low is at 8 o'clock, followed by Red Mountain. 9 o'clock. I'm just always curious to see how many people they have on stage.
Yeah, man. More than us, that's for sure.
Yes.
It's going to be great.
So looking forward to that tonight. Thanks a lot, guys. It's been a pleasure, as always.
Thanks for having us again.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Chris Harwood and Adam Fleischacker, and also Aaron Welch. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.